Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As we told you to expect, yesterday morning, the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis reported that this year's second quarter gross domestic product declined almost 1% from the first quarter. Since that was the second consecutive quarterly decline in GDP, that confirms that the U.S. economy has been in a recession going back at least to the beginning of this year. However, President Biden is trying to claim that America really isn't in a recession. As it turns out, the four reasons given for this claim are at least questionable, if not outright fake news. The first questionable or false claim is that employment is rising and unemployment remains low. If you look only at the Bureau of Labor Statistics employer data, you might believe that this is true. However, this month's BLS survey on workers showed that last month there were several hundred thousand fewer people holding jobs than 3 months earlier. Further, the number of workers employed part-time who preferred full-time jobs were at record highs. The second claim is that consumer and business spending is up. Unfortunately, there have been no months this year where sales increased by much more than the increase in prices. That really means that unit sales are stable or declining. Third is a claim that industrial production is increasing. If this were really accurate, then why does the BLS report that the average number of hours worked has fallen recently? Fourth is the ridiculous claim that incomes are rising. That is true only because of the government's inflation of the money supply. However, the BLS consistently reports that wage increases lagged the surge in consumer prices, meaning that people's purchasing power is actually falling. You probably know that from your own experience. Even in Wednesday's announcement by the Federal Open Market Committee, the very first sentence confirmed that there is softness in the American economy. Unfortunately, the economic downturn is bad news for your prosperity. In the meantime, the price of gold is up more than 4%, and silver jumped more than 10% from their lows earlier this month. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you
for
listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.